Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by January 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal PayMe link or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
Hallelujah. 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 Wow, we bless God indeed. We bless God, we bless God, we bless God. Amen. Wow, what a word. What a word. Yes. Don't worry, I'm not going to preach. Tell your neighbor, don't worry, he's not going to preach. He's just going to say a few things. Amen. Never be enough of the word of God. Amen. You may be seated just for a moment. Just for a moment, I just want to add something to what has been said here. Hallelujah. Thank you, worshipers. Amen. Just a few things also for our international media. International audience. Amen. The scripture that we have read, especially in starting from verse 45, then he opened their minds so that they could understand the Tanakh, which is the scriptures. Amen. Telling them, here is what it says. Now, I want you to underline that one. The Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day. Hallelujah. Now, I want to add this to what has been taught today. And I can tell you that if you belong to a prosperity gospel, you will not like what I'm about to say. If you belong to receive, everything you want to see is everything good. That is not reality. I know. You see, there are many things that are said from the pulpit that are not true. There are many things that are spiced up from the pulpit so that people could feel nice and be excited, which are not true. Or they are not real. Let me tell you this. In this world, if you are going to succeed the godly way, you're going to do so with wounds on your back. With stripes on your back.
Hello.
In this world, if you are going to succeed God's way, you're going to do so with stripes on your back. Did you hear me? Because in this world, if you are to succeed godly way, you know, there's so many ways of succeeding. Succeed and you go bribe somebody, go buy somebody, go do something. You will succeed. Go lie, go twist things, go tell your neighbor, go do whatever you like to succeed. You will probably succeed. But that's not the godly way. But if you're going to succeed godly way, God's way, it's going to be on the back of stripes, on, with stripes on your back. You're going to rise with stripes on your back. You see, Jesus Christ says to them, the Messiah is to suffer. The Bible, it is written, the Bible says, the Tanakh has written this about me, that I am going to suffer. Many of us don't even know that what we are going through in life is written. There are a lot of things that are written about us that we are going to go through them. And when we go through them, we are surprised and shocked. It is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead. To rise from the dead on the third day. There will be no resurrection. There will be no rising without the suffering. There will be no lifting up on the cross, which is God's way. If you are succeeding today, I'll ask you to show me your cross. Okay, you don't like the message. You know? You don't like the message. If you're going to succeed God's way, anything you succeed in life is going to be through pain and suffering. Because this world is not our own. This world is not friendly to us. Everything you do, it will say, no, you cannot. Who are you? Do something, pay something. Many Christians end up compromising so they can make it in life. Even to build a church like this one, you'll suffer. But there are people who build churches quick. Some wait forever. You need to put a structure like this one. Why? Because the enemy has said, unless you bow, you see, Jesus Christ could have gone up the way the devil was proposing to him very early in his ministry. He said, it's easy. I can get you there. Do this. Bow to me. He just chose the way of the cross. Okay. Are you here? So in life, we are faced with choices. Amen. Let me tell you this, stick with the hard way, the results are sweet. Amen. And long lasting. No regrets whatsoever. Am I talking to somebody here? Amen. I just want to add to what has been said here. Amen. To suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day. Now, if you go to Acts 4:27, can you read it there?
Acts 4:27.
Uh-huh.
For truly in this city,
yes,
they were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus.
Yes.
Whom you anointed.
Yes.
Both Herod and Pontius Pilate,
mm-hmm,
along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel.
Yes.
Verse 28.
Yes.
To do whatever your hand and purpose predestined to occur.
Aha. Underline that. To do with your hand. Okay? And purpose. Read it again.
28.
Huh?
To do whatever,
yes,
your hand. And purpose.
Predestined.
To occur.
Okay. You know, some things that are happening in our life, even if some of them are bad, of course, but these are the things that have been predestined to happen, purposed beforehand to happen. This was talking about what happened to Christ. And he said these things were planned ahead of time to happen to him. And these were not nice things, isn't it? Are you here? Am I talking to somebody here? These were not nice things. Look at your neighbor. They were not nice things. Can you believe that God planned some bad things to happen to you? Hello? I'm talking scripture here. Do you believe God can plan bad things to happen to you? You say no? My goodness. Well, you gotta know this God I serve. Do you believe God can plan bad things to happen to you? Did he plan bad things to happen to Jesus? Didn't he die? Didn't he plan his death? So, are you better than Jesus? Are you more closer to God than Jesus? Does he love you more than Jesus? No, oh, man. There are things. Look, as long as there's something that must happen in your life that will get you to a place that God wants you to go, even if it goes through tough places, God would allow you to go there. He will not allow anything in your life that will destroy you. Of course, it's true. He will not allow anything that's not going to contribute positively in your life. It is true. But can you allow bad things? Yes. Some of those things are bad. I don't know the God that you serve, which one you know, which one is it? Is the one that always comes with sweets? Some things are bad things. Hello? And you see why the reason why Christians are not balanced today is because they have this one-sided gospel. One side. When Christians find themselves in tough times, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. Am I talking to somebody here? They don't know what? They don't know what to do. They're so confused. Because to them, nothing bad can come from God. Yeah. Because to them, nothing bad can come from God. There are some bad, good things that come from God. Okay. There are some bad, good things that come from God. The experience is bad, but the results are good. Am I helping somebody now? Hello? So he says, these people, when they were doing these things, they were doing what was already written to be done beforehand, prophesied and planned by God before that they're going to happen. Hello? So, if you believe in the God that doesn't allow bad things to happen in your life, then you're in trouble. You're going to have a rough ride. You're going to be so confused. I always pray that whatever God allows in my life, as long as it's good for me, it's okay, even if it's bad. Bad means it's my experience. It's not how God sees it. It's the way I experience it. But the end of it is always good. Hallelujah. It's like when you squeeze juice out of a fruit. It's not nice, isn't it? But what comes out of it is always sweet. Are you hearing me? So there are so many experiences that, and many of the things, it is known that you're going to, as you sit here, there are things that you're going to go through. Some of them are not good. I'm not a prophet of doom. Sorry, not a prophet. I'm telling you, some of the things that you're going to go through are not good, but you are going to come out very strong. Yeah. Hallelujah. When you come out the other side, you will have risen to a higher place. You see, if God didn't really love you, he would leave you there and just have you experience nice things only. Then he doesn't love you. Is it making sense what I'm saying here? Hallelujah. You know, it's like if you're a parent, every time you're watching your child, every time this child must not fall. Hey! Watch your child all the time. Watch your child because you don't want your child to be hurt. No, allow the child to be hurt so they can learn and grow and have experience of life. Especially the first-time parents, they don't know what to do. It's like they could keep this child with them all the time. Is it true? First-time parents, eh? They really suffer. Hallelujah. But the first few, especially when they start walking or crawling, they don't want them to let them go wherever they must go. They will learn. This kind of message, I don't know amen, but it's all right. I'm just adding. Amen? Am I helping somebody here? There are things that are documented in the realm of heaven, in the realm of the spirit, that we have to go. It's just that we don't know. That we are going to be at certain places, we're going to experience certain things, and those things are not nice. But I want to tell you that remember that God is with you in that situation. It's not going to consume you. Amen. You know, when people sometimes go through, they really leave God because that God, where is God? God is right there. He's making it happen, actually. It's right there. Amen. Because for him, that's the only way you are going to get where he wants you to get to. You will not be consumed in this. I hope I'm talking to somebody who's going through something right now. Amen. Hallelujah. He loved Jesus so much. He loved him. It pained him to watch him. It pains him to watch you go through stuff. It pains him. It pains him. But for him, there's no other way. He's waiting patiently for you the other side that you will make it through. For he has given you everything you need to go through this. Oh, I hope I'm talking to somebody in the house here. Yes. So, I want you to be strong. I want you to be stronger. I want you to be strong. I've been through tough times. I've been through difficult times. Amen. But God has always been faithful and strengthened me. Hallelujah. The best thing he can do is to strengthen you. Not to take you out, but to strengthen you. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you, Pastor, pray with me. Pray. Actually, you mean I must pray away problems. I must like pray, they must just disappear. Now, no one prays, Father, pray for strength. Pray, ask me for strength. And everybody wants them to go away. Isn't it? To stop like yesterday. Jesus Christ, when he prayed, he said, don't take them out of this world, but keep them there. He wants us to stay here and be strong in this place. And be victorious in this place. Where are you going to be victorious where there's no war? So anyway, we need some battles to be victorious. You know? Amen. You know, what's nice about this difficult time or war is because the outcome is already predetermined. You are going to win. You are going to win. Amen. You're going to win. It's just a setup. It's just a setup. This is the world. Amen? This is the world. Sometimes I wish that God could have come up with a better way of doing things, you know? But this is the fallen world. Things are not ideal. It's corrupted. It's like when God wants to do things for you, it's like the devil say, you can't do that. You remember, you can't do that. You can't do that. It's good. It has to go here. This is how things happen. And God looks at you and says, my child says, yeah, that's how things are. Yeah. Amen. It's a fallen world. It's a fallen world. I pray that He will strengthen you. Amen. As you go through what is written about you. I don't know what is written about. I don't know about the things that have to come your way. I don't know. But I can tell you some of them are not nice. Some of them are quite bad. But it's comforting to know that even those will not consume you. No. No. Amen. I wish we knew what was written. You know, like, this were written about Christ. They didn't know. Their minds had to be opened. Amen? I wish we could know and see. Some of us, we're having dreams that God is showing us our lives. We dream, we forget. We don't even interpret those dreams. He's revealing things about your life, things to come. He speaks in many ways. It's not only through prophets, but God is trying to tell you, hey, ahead, get ready. Just get ready. Just know. Don't be shocked, but know that I'm with you. You're going to come out the other side strong. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Christ, that's how He was exalted, was through the cross. Amen. So, you too, the time of exaltation is coming. Yeah. When God lifts you up, the devil will have no case against you. Oh, you don't hear what I'm saying. I'm saying when God lifts you up, the devil have no case because you would have gone through your cross. God bless you. Bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that we will know what is ahead of us by revelation, and get ready. Amen. Somebody, you know, is sharing some dreams with me, and some of them are very prophetic and speaking about what is to come, and some of the things are not nice. It's actually, you know, have you seen a dream that you pray that is, it's not meaning what you think it means. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It's so clear, but you feel, hey, please, it shouldn't be what I think it is. Amen. Yeah, but whatever happens in our lives, you can rest assured. It's just what we needed to get to our next level. Amen. Amen. And we'll not disappoint our Father. We're going to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Hallelujah. Let's glorify Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, Satan visited Job's wife. He said to her, just tell this man to curse this God, you know. Why is he continuing like this? So he will visit, he visits people, he visits wives, he visits husbands, he visits children, he visits sisters, he visits brothers. They will say things, why is your God here? Didn't you say this God loves you? Or, so what's this? Where is he? Is the devil visiting them? Anybody can visit your husband. You can, can be your husband's guest, definitely, or your wife's guest, or your child's guest, or your mother's guest. You can visit anyone to say to them, no, the way you are going is not, the enemy is not happy. You are not saying the things he wants you to say. Your response is making the devil go crazy. Your reaction is not good enough for the devil. You need to do a little bit more. So you go around, go to people, go to your friends, go to you, you visit everybody to influence them to say stuff to you. So you have a different perception and feeling of about God. Refuse. Say, my God, I know my God. Hallelujah. He will never leave me nor forsake me. I will hold on to him no matter what. I will not run away from him, but I will run to him. Even though he breaks me, I will still hold him strong. Yes. Amen. See, when you are like that, you are a Christian, you have arrived. There's nothing that can move you. These many fail when they get here. They fail. When they get to this point, they get scattered, shattered, destroyed. At this point, they just don't understand. But hey, this is the truth. Get ready for anything in life. Nothing will be too big for you, no matter how bad it looks. Do you love Jesus? Yeah. Worshippers, please come. Let's celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Celebrate Jesus. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow, God is faithful. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. Yes, we are going to pray right now. Going to pray for you. Those who are not born again, please. If you don't know Jesus, please lift up your hands. Your journey begins with Jesus. Committing your life to Jesus. If you're not born again, please lift up your hands right now. So we may pray with you. As I said to you, don't go through problems and challenges alone. Need Jesus. Sure, they'll come. But you better make sure that you're not alone. Amen. The people who are not born again have got no hope. They've got no hope. If your mother can't help you, if your father can't help you, if your brother can't help you, who's going to help you? If you don't know Jesus. Sometimes we don't appreciate that we have got somebody to go to when everybody else fails us. Sometimes we complain too much to the very person that is the only one you can go to. Just to lay your head and just cry. Amen. So are you here? You say, I want Jesus. I want to pray with you. I'm going to pray with you. Some will be listening to the audio. Wherever they are, driving, working, whatever you're doing, you need to give your life to Jesus. You need to give your life to Jesus Christ. Your journey starts with the Lord. A beautiful and a wonderful journey starts with the Lord. Open your heart and receive him in your heart. Make him your Lord and your Savior. Give your life to him. Give over the control of your life to Jesus. He's a better driver than you. Give it your life to Jesus Christ. Look how your life is wrecked because you are a terrible driver. Just give your life to Jesus. And see what will come out of him. He's faithful. He made you. He made this life. He made this car. He knows how and where it's supposed to be driving. He can take care of it. Give it to him. Father, I pray for those that have given their lives to you, wherever they are. I pray, Lord, that you receive them. Pray with them right now as they open their heart and receiving you into their lives and praying this prayer that you are now, from today, you are their Lord and their Savior. That they are turning back from their wickedness and they are following you, Jesus. Receive them, O Lord. I know there's great excitement in heaven when even one soul comes back to you. Father, receive them. I thank you for their lives. Thank you. I pray that they are sealed, their salvation is sealed, that is not to be lost. I pray that they will not be lost into the world. I pray that they will find a church that's God-fearing church and grow. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Clap, 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 clap for Jesus.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.